Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm your host, Lauren Elizabeth, and this is the last episode before we go on maternity leave. Okay, I just opened my phone to look at screenshots of a question and answer post that I posted, and there's a live photo of me in a bikini from 2017, and I was literally absolutely stunning. Just be grateful for your non-pregnant bodies, okay? I mean, we have a long road ahead of us, and we're allowed to miss our old bodies, okay? I really don't care if that's like a hot take. Anyway, let's jump into best mood and worst mood of the week. My best mood this week is I'm just literally at the finish line. Like, I get so anticipatory, you guys know, with my anxiety, and I get so in my head and so worked up, and you guys are kind enough to tune in to listen to it every single week to kind of talk ourselves off the ledge. And the light at the end of the tunnel is so motherfucking bright. We made it. Like, best mood, we made it, we did it. And if I have to say anything about finally being a few days away from checking my fat ass, I'm not actually like, I was just like, you know how people say like bitch and they don't mean it like that, my big belly into the hospital to have a baby, I'm a few days away, the light is shining so bright in my eyes. And, you know, it did feel like a really long time. Like, I'm not at the point where I'm like, oh, you know, it felt like 2 seconds. Like, it didn't feel like 2 seconds. When I look back, I'm like, oh my God, I've been pregnant for so fucking long. But I am at least at the point where I'm like, I could see myself doing it again because I know I'm going to love my baby so much. And it's like, I know now, and I know how to do it differently. I know how to do it better. I know I'm still going to probably hate it, but like, we made it through. Like, it's possible. We did it. Like, we should pat ourselves on the fucking back. If you're someone that's been through pregnancy, or you're almost at the finish line, or even if you're halfway through, you're a fucking superhero. You got this. We got this. Let's fucking go. And you know what? On a totally different note, for my worst mood, it's actually like a little sad. Like, it is really the end of an era. And it's not that I'm like, ooh, I'm gonna miss being pregnant, because I'm not gonna miss having heartburn, indigestion, swollen feet, feeling like I can't walk, feeling like I have a broken pelvis, feeling nauseous, feeling uncomfortable, blah blah blah, etc. It's just mostly that it's like sad because it's really the end of an era. Like, it's the end of a full chapter of my life. Like, nothing will be the same anymore because my life is about to revolve around my daughter and like being a mom. Like, it's just, it's literally life changing. And it's not like, oh, I'm moving to a new city, life changing or whatever. Like, this is the biggest motherfucking life change ever. And it's just kind of like a little sad and scary in a sense of like, you're just kind of saying goodbye to your old self and you don't know who your new self is going to be. And so it definitely kind of gives me like the bad kind of butterflies a little bit in my stomach of just like anxiety and nerves. Like, you're so excited, you're so ecstatic, you're so ready, but there is a small part of you that's kind of like, oh, like, bye to the non, you know, childbearing, non-pregnant Lauren. Like, it is officially closing the chapter on that, and everything's about to change. Even if it's for the better, we always say that change is still scary, change is still tough, and you're allowed to kind of be sad, remiss, heartbroken, whatever it is, even if you're on the path to a better place, which I know that I am, but it's still just a little sad. and we're allowed to feel that way.
I am an article girly through and through. We were just talking about it over on the Instagram. I was telling you guys all about my bed frame, and you guys are always asking for home decor and furniture tips. And one of my biggest hacks, especially when I have girlfriends moving or redesigning something, I'm always like, check article, because their stuff is amazing. They truly believe in delightful furniture design for every home. And thanks to their online only model, they have some really delightful prices too. So no matter if you want mid-century modern, and coastal, industrial, Scandi, boho, they really make all of your styles wishes come true and furniture shopping simple. Article's team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price, and they're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. So you're going to find these pieces, you're going to be like, oh my god, that's so cute, there's no way it's in my budget. It's going to be in your budget, and then you're like, well, maybe it's like not like going to be like the most extravagant thing ever because it's like a fair price. Then it comes and you're like, oh my god, this is literally the best quality ever, and it lasts you forever. Like, it is literally my favorite place to shop, and it also is good for my personality because it offers fast, affordable shipping across the USA and Canada, and they're not going to leave you waiting around. You get to pick the delivery time, they're going to send you updates every step of the way. So if you're a control freak that's impatient like me, they got you. And they also have an amazing customer care team that's there when you need them to make sure your experience is so smooth and stress-free. I can say, hand on Bible, have never had an issue with them. It is the easiest, like literally best way to go about furniture shopping. And of course, Article is offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, just visit article.com/mood and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/mood for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Mood boosting. We're mood boosting. Okay, these are the three mood boosters that have gotten me through my final week and gotten me feeling super duper ready. The first one is truly revisiting and having a final conversation about setting boundaries for visitation. I think it was something that was really stressing me out. And when I got down to it, I thought, why the fuck am I so worried about everyone else surrounding my labor and delivery when everyone should be worried about me? And that was a big mind shift for me. And I think there's a very kind and very respectful way to do it. Even if you're someone that's a people pleaser, that's not really used to having boundaries, there's still a way to do it to like make sure your voice is heard and your needs are advocated for. And so making sure that me and my boyfriend were briefly on the same page and going into this experience knowing that we are both like satisfied with our plan, and I know he has my back, and I know that we have some great boundaries set in place, 100% boosted my mood because I was so stressed. Okay, my next mood booster is this Kérastase situation. They sent me their new line of hydrating stuff, and so I got my hair done and got more blonde, and then also cut off like 2 inches, which I can never be someone that gets a mom haircut. I just have way too much hair. Even cutting off 2 inches, I'm like, ew, what the fuck is going on? Like, I almost like need dead ends because my hair is so thick and disgusting, but whatever. It still like damages my hair. I've been using the Kérastase like actual hair mask in the shower. It's the Nutrive collection. I've posted it on Instagram already, and it's like white and orange. And oh my gosh, it is like literally bringing my hair back to life. I feel like it's really getting my hair in a good spot, especially after getting dyed to go into postpartum. It just feels so, so, so good. It's basically for just like really, really dry hair, which I have because obviously I bleach it, and I'm just absolutely obsessed. You guys have to try out this product if you have dry hair like I do. They have so many products within this collection, so you can find one that like you really like. But I'm really loving the actual hair mask because I already have like shampoo and conditioner that I really like. And so I just feel like since I'm living like shower to shower and just absolutely divulging in self-care, this hair mask, unreal. And then my final mood booster is just being proud of myself and hyping myself up in the present. Like, I keep joking that my ego is getting absolutely ginormous because I'm really just into like affirmations and really reflecting and being grateful because ultimately life is hard. We've all been through hard things. Pregnancy is hard. And even getting prepared to go on maternity leave is hard. Taking care of yourself when you're not in a great spot is hard. All of these things can be hard, but actually just accomplishing them, whether it's big or small, giving yourself those pats on the backs and like owning it, like really just owning your choices and owning your, you know, progress is so much more empowering and mood boosting than being like, well, I, you know, could have done this more during pregnancy, or I could have done, or I should have done. It's just more so being like, you know what, like I fucking did it. And so I'm really practicing being intentional with like how I talk to myself in my head, because I know that it's going to be, you know, a long journey ahead with all the new mom stuff. And so I've been taking time, whether it's like I'm coloring, because you guys know I love my adult coloring books, and it's really the only thing getting me off my phone and TV. So whether I'm like coloring or even just blow drying my hair or something like that, like really just reflecting in a positive way of I'm so proud of you. You're the fucking best. You're a superhero. You got this. Like it really totally changes your mood and is incredible for like rewiring your freaking neurons or some shit, I'm sure. Kickstart your clean eating routine this September with 80 plus weekly options featuring nutritionist approved and foodie approved recipes. You can choose from Green Chef's 8 meal preferences, including new, quick and easy, calorie smart, delicious discoveries, and plant-based options. If you don't know what Green Chef is, it is a CCOF certified meal kit company that makes eating well easy with plans to fit every single lifestyle. So it doesn't matter if you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or becoming a new mom like me that just wants to like really eat more balanced meals with a large range of recipes to suit our preferences. This is the way to go. You can also stock up on functional snacks, clean beverages. They have so many amazing like green bundles. They have their green market. It's truly like a one-stop shop for nutritious grab and go breakfast, brunch kits, everything you need. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating clean with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. So you're going to feel your best with these nutritionist approved recipes, and they're so easy, and it's such a great way to manage your weight and support your wellness goals without skimping on the flavor. So feel your best this back to school season, because it's also going to have seasonal recipes with certified organic fruits, vegetables, organic cage-free eggs, and sustainably sourced seafood. Green Chef is the only meal kit that is both carbon and plastic offset. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, as well as 100% of the plastic in every single box. Plus, nearly all packaging materials are curbside recyclable in most areas in the U.S. It's so convenient, so easy. They just deliver everything you need to eat clean, so you don't have to waste time at the grocery store, meal planning, anything like that. You can have dinner ready in 25 minutes or less. We are so excited to start our Green Chef journey postpartum, because we both really want to make our wellness a huge priority so that we can be the best parents we can be, but we cannot have it be difficult. So Green Chef, we are so grateful for. And you can go to greenchef.com/60mood and use code 60mood to get 60% off plus free shipping, you guys. That's greenchef.com/60mood and use code 60mood to get 60% off plus free shipping. And you can get the number one meal kit for eating well like us. I got so many amazing questions from you guys on Instagram at Lauren Elizabeth. I'm going to do some on the pod and some in the last YouTube video, but potentially mostly here just because I only have a few days to get a video up, and our girl might come early. She might surprise us. So fingers crossed. Whenever she's ready, we will be here. But let's answer a few. Someone asked, will there be a labor/delivery vlog? There will not be, just because you guys know I'm already like so bad at doing my job. And the last thing I'm going to be thinking about while pushing a baby out of my vagina is doing my job. So I'm definitely going to do like a labor and delivery like story time and like tell you guys all about it. But I'm not going to be filming it. And our hospital doesn't even really allow filming. And I hate filming in public. You guys know the story. A lot of people were asking, would you choose first trimester or third, or like was third trimester harder than first? And I have to say, it's so hard, I think, in hindsight to remember how dark of a place you could be in. You just know that you were there. It's not like the feelings like come back up. It's like you just suppress them, almost like black them out. You just know that it was such a dark time. And knowing how I feel now though, and knowing that it was such a dark time, I'd have to say I'd pick third trimester, just because A, like you're so close to the finish line, you almost are done. You know what I mean? Like first trimester, you still have so far to go. And in third trimester, it's a lot of physical discomfort and just kind of more stress as opposed to anxiety, because you've made it so far at this point. Like you're really in a good spot. Your baby's in a good spot. Like, you've had so many ultrasounds, so many appointments. Like, now you just have this big, big baby in your tummy. So I would definitely pick third trimester, because even though I'm really tired, I'm really uncomfortable, and the hormones are hormoning, I'm in a much better spot mentally than I was first trimester, for sure. I'm going to make these two questions go together, because someone said we share more about the dad, which is funny because it's Matt, my partner. And someone asked, how soon would you try for a second? Not trying to take away the girl's shine by asking. And I feel like I do share like a decent amount of Matt and I's relationship. I think that it's just one of those things where it's not that I'm like trying to hide anything or trying to filter anything. It's more so just like, I really relate to those memes where you see people like, if you're in just like a really healthy and happy relationship, you just like don't see that much about it on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to like prove anything or like showcase anything. It's more so just like, if he's in it, he's in it. If he's not, it's because he's just like doing something in the other room. It's not like I'm trying to like glorify or anything my relationship. It's not a thought, because I'm just like so happy and in such a good spot and so supported that like when we're together and we're doing stuff, like I'm not just like always like whipping out my phone and recording it. So I feel like it's more kind of that situation, but I definitely am more open to just kind of like talking more about our relationship and like sharing a little bit more, just because we've been through so much now and we like get stronger and stronger like literally every single day. But it's more so like, I just really, like I said, relate to that meme of like, the longer the anniversary caption post, like the worse the relationship. Like, I feel like that's kind of like us, is like, we don't go out of our way to like put these like long paragraphs online or whatever. Like, maybe I did when I was younger, because now it's just like, it's real, it's love, and it's a healthy relationship. So then when it comes to us with our second kid, I keep saying like, give me a year to decide, because obviously Matt doesn't have to get pregnant and carry another child, so he would be down to just like crank them out. We both have always wanted a lot of kids, and I say that I want four, but like, you know, I don't want to like speak too soon. So we keep joking that he wants to like get cranking them out, and I keep saying like, oh my god, no way, you need to give me a break. And also like, you let me know how you feel after the newborn experience, because like, he's, you know, he's been just coasting through these past 9-10 months. So I would say that I definitely don't want like a huge age gap between them, so it won't be like years and years and years. I'll definitely like start considering a timeline after 12 months, but I'm not even thinking about it right now, because I am so goddamn excited to just not be pregnant and have a baby. Is hiring a challenge? Yes. Do you love a challenge? Also yes. You need a hiring partner that can help you rise to the challenge, and you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. They're going to streamline hiring with powerful tools that find you matched candidates. And with Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed US data. You guys know one of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy, because they get you one step closer to hire by just immediately matching you with quality candidates. They're doing the hard work for you, and we love that, because we want to work smarter, not harder. And Indeed is going to just show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post, so you can just hire faster. And even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for the applications that actually meet your must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring platform, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. You can join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. So start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job posts at Indeed.com/mood. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/mood. Just go to Indeed.com/mood and support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/mood. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So that leads me to another question of someone just saying, would you do it again? I think I've made that like very obvious. Yes, I think ultimately it's worth it. It's doable. I wouldn't just do it for the rest of my life or for like shits and giggles, but like for the purpose of having a family and bringing children into the world, yes, I would do it again. Someone said, not a question, but I love your baby's name. So excited for you. If you haven't seen the kind of like name drops and kind of leaking it, go check out my nursery tour on my YouTube channel. and on my Instagram because I don't say her name. I haven't like said it yet, but you can see it in the background. Someone asked, have you felt let down by friends / fam during pregnancy? I think this is a really great question. And the honest answer would be yes, but not by a lot of people, I guess I would say. Like, I only have a few instances where I feel like I've been let down. And on the other hand, I have had so much support and love, like, that's actually been one of the best parts of pregnancy, because like it just has elevated all of my relationships. But I definitely had some instances with maybe some people that I felt let down by. I ended up getting over it probably over halfway into my pregnancy, but it definitely really bugged the fucking shit out of me at the beginning of pregnancy. And I think now with hindsight, I'm not worked up about it anymore. I think it is what it is, when it really was like viscerally like making me pissed off, and not even just because of the hormones. I'm just like that. I just am someone who's very like, how could you not have better manners, morals, whatever. I was just kind of like really let down with some people, and just, I'm a very selfless, compassionate, nurturing person. So like, I just couldn't understand like how someone couldn't just like be there for me when I'm going through this. And ultimately, like, it just, you kind of look back and you're like, it is what it is. I don't need someone that's not there for me. Like, everyone, there's different friends, there's different types of relationships in your life, and you just have to find the ones that do work for you and not kind of ruminate on the ones that don't. But it definitely fucking sucks, and I don't fully understand why people suck so much with pregnant women. It's like bizarre. And I think the only thing I can think of is like, I guess just give people grace, because they don't, like, they've never been pregnant, or they haven't been pregnant in like decades. Someone said, are you gonna do a what's in my hospital bag video? And that was actually being uploaded today, so when you're listening to it, you can go watch it on my YouTube channel. And someone also asked, do you plan on breastfeeding? I keep saying my plan is to try, because I don't know if my body is going to have milk come in. I don't know if the baby's gonna latch. I just don't know how all of the breastfeeding things are gonna work out for me, but I'm absolutely going to try. I'm gonna give it my best. And I just think there's no point in like not trying. Like, I've never done it before, so how could I know that like I don't want to do it unless I try, is kind of my mindset. But like, also not putting these like unrealistic expectations. I'm going into it just knowing how it can be so hard, and how a lot of women can't. So I feel honestly like really calm about it. Maybe like hormonally, and like once I meet my baby, I might like be disappointed in myself or let down or more emotional about it. But like right now, I'm just really kind of like prepping myself with low expectations of like, hey, this doesn't work for everyone. You're not a bad mom if you have to go to formula, but like, let's give it a go. Let's give it our best try. Someone said, your belly button hasn't popped, exclamation question mark. What is you talking about? I have a third freaking nipple. My belly button has popped so far out. What picture are you thinking of? Maybe the baby was on like all the way on the right side or something, because the belly looks weird when she got a real ass, full ass baby in there, you guys. It's just like, when she moved, you see limbs popping out. I mean, the whole thing is just absolutely fucking wild. Someone asked, what is something you wish you registered for? Honestly, I spent so much fucking time on my registry and being a psychopath that right now I don't have an answer for that. I guess it's going to be something that I learn as I'm taking care of baby, because right now there's really nothing else that I feel as though I need until I figure out what she likes and doesn't like. I actually like this question because I feel like, I don't know how many people listen to this podcast anyway, so I'm just gonna be like a little candid. And someone said, thoughts on night nurse / nanny? And like, listen, if you want that and you can afford it, literally go off, be my guest. I just think it is not common, at least like how I was raised and where I live, it's not very common. I don't know any of my friends that have a night nurse or something like that, like no really help besides from family in the newborn stage. Obviously, once people go back to work and stuff, you need to get help in like nanny or daycare or something like that if you're a working mom. But as for night nurse and something, the only time I ever felt pressured for a night nurse or be like kind of questioning myself of like, am I like, do I need one? Like what? And like talking to my friends about it was because people from like Los Angeles were like, wait, you're not getting a night nurse? And I just think it's like way more common out there. And then I think I also felt the pressure or just like maybe some resentment or feelings because so many people have night nurses and nannies that do what I do for a living, but they don't just like outwardly talk about it a lot. It's not necessarily that they're hiding it. It's just they don't really address it or show it. So it like kind of puts this like unrealistic expectation that like what I do for a living is like really easy, especially when you're a mom. I don't think this is very common for like the newer moms on TikTok that like haven't been, you know, making all this content and have all these like big contractual agreements. Like they're just kind of like have just started because they're stay-at-home moms and they started on TikTok and stuff like that, which is great. But I think a lot of people with like very large platforms and stuff have a lot more help than you'd think. And I definitely learned that the hard way because I was like, wait, what? Like, you have help? I was like, I had no fucking idea. And I've been comparing myself to you. So my thought process is if I do get help, I will let you fucking know. But right now, I don't want any help because I don't know what kind of help I want yet. I want to see what areas I'm struggling in and then delegate accordingly. Someone asked any tips for mentally preparing for birth. I feel like I've definitely gone over this a lot in other podcasts, but I think my main tip would just be communication and do what you need to do with your support system, whether that's talking it out with your partner, complaining to your friends, journaling alone, like some form of communication. Just get out of your own head. Don't compare yourself to other people and know that you're gonna actually feel really ready towards the end. Even if it's just because you're so goddamn uncomfortable, like I think the whole worrying when you're a little bit farther out is just kind of something to do with yourself that makes you feel like you're in control. And so you can control your fears and then like maybe you can avoid them or you can set expectations for them. It's really just you trying to protect yourself. And I 100% relate to it. I get it. But I do think it gets easier as you get closer to the finish line. I'll save the rest of the questions for Instagram and YouTube because there's a lot of really great ones and ones that we can just dive more into. But I mean, obviously, I've been podcasting through my entire pregnancy. So I think you guys know most of like the mood tips by now. And the final question is, when will you come back? And I will not be back till next year on the podcast in real time. I'll probably record something at some point and get it up before the end of the year, just reflecting on labor and delivery and like newborn phase and stuff like that. But right now I have everything scheduled. I've been working really, really hard for you guys to have podcast episodes to get you through the rest of the year while I am in the newborn phase. I will still be on YouTube and Instagram after just like a few weeks, couple months, whatever. I'm going to be dipping my toe back in, but podcast, not as much. So thank you guys seriously so much for getting through the past 9 months with me. It means the absolute world to me. This is going to be the biggest shift and change in who I am as a person. Pregnancy has already changed me incredibly. Like I have just started reflecting on it. That's what I was kind of talking about in the mood boosters. Like, I just can't believe like how different of a person I am in only 9 months. And I'm not the only one that thinks that. Like the amount of people that have told me that is like also insane. But I'm actually really, really grateful for the transformation. And I hope it's just the beginning of an even bigger and better transformation in the next week. So please keep us in your thoughts and prayers. It would really mean a lot to me. Just wishing and praying and hoping for a speedy and safe delivery with a healthy and happy baby girl. I'm so grateful for you guys. And I will see you on Instagram in the meantime when I finally come back. I love you guys very much. Bye.